Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome, fans, to this week's edition of Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. This week, with the official start of cross-country season, we have invited women's runner Laura Labuschagne to join us, and we will talk about the upcoming season, also competing in track and field, and other topics here. Laura, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's really good to be here.
You know, first off, with the meet, which is at home on Friday, how excited are you to officially start the season?
I'm very excited to be competing again. We came from a long summer of training. We all worked very hard, so I'm excited to see what we can do.
Funny you mentioned that. I actually had it down as my first question to ask you. What did you do this summer, and were you here? Did you go home? And also, like, kind of how many miles? How do you train over the summer?
So I was home for the majority of the summer. We actually had winter back home, so I think the weather was a little bit kinder to me back in South Africa than it was here in Mobile. Normally in the summer season of training, we lay a base for the coming cross-country season, and then because we always compete until next year June with indoor and outdoor track. So we normally do about 50 to 55 miles a week. That's pretty much what a typical week of training entails, and with long runs being around 11 to 12 miles. So just laying that base, that's all what it's about in the summer.
When you're home, are you running with anyone? Do you just lace up the shoes and go out on your own? And when you're doing it, how often are you kind of monitoring time, or do you not pay attention to that because it's more about how your body feels?
So I would say that's probably the biggest challenge for me with summer training, is that I'm on my own, and I know a lot of the other girls are also training on their own because we're kind of from all over. Sometimes I'm lucky and I get to drag my brother along. I monitor my training with a GPS watch, so I'm very focused on pace and then obviously the mileage that I hit. And then we also have an online program in which we log all of our training. So coach can go back and look, maybe you'll see a pattern, you know, if you're maybe off one day or if you're feeling really strong, we'll go back and look at the history and see what you did building up to that day.
All right, so since you've returned to campus and you guys came back with the start of classes in the fall semester, has the training changed? Are you still going about that same mileage? And especially in the last week or so, as you get closer to the season, is there any difference in your preparation?
We try to stay at the same mileage. So we're still trying to average about 50 miles a week. We'll probably only start tapering about 2 weeks before the championship races, which is conference and regionals. I would say we definitely took it up a notch since I've gotten back. The training is definitely a little bit more intense, so the workouts are getting shorter and faster, which is definitely my food. I prefer that to the longer, slower workouts.
So with the start of the year, you guys have four regular season meets, and then like you said, there are three, if you do well enough, championship meets, Sun Belt, the regional, and then the NCAA championship just before Thanksgiving. What are your goals for the fall?
Well, the women's team came back from a really strong cross victory last year. So I think that just taught us to back ourselves and believe in the hard work that we did. So, I mean, that's definitely one of the goals. We're going hard and we're going for the win again. And then we're definitely going to regionals. Last year we finished in 11th place. We're definitely going to aim for a top 10 finish at least this year. And, I mean, then we'll see what happens. Some individuals might go on to the NCAAs, but that's always kind of a gamble. So we're just going to give it our all and hope for the best, see what happens.
You know, it came out last week in the preseason poll, and you guys were picked by the coaches to be the favorite. Do the ladies ever talk about that? Do you think about that? Do you feel any pressure because of that, or do you pay it no mind?
I would say, I mean, there's definitely an element of pressure, but we don't really worry about it too much. We don't focus on it too much. I think one of the biggest enemies you can have, other than being underconfident is being overconfident going into conference. So I think we're just staying focused, not paying too much attention. We never are really too concerned with rankings, and we don't really look at the rankings of other teams and their times too. We're just focused on what we do in our program, and we trust the process. And I think that is a big part of our success too.
You know, Laura, in your estimation, what does it take to be successful in cross country?
I would definitely say consistent hard work every day. There's a lot of early mornings involved, so we get up and we do the hard work. If you do that, there's not much that can go wrong.
We touched on it a little because you're going year-round, and after cross-country, you come back in spring semester and you have indoor and outdoor track. How different is competing in cross-country in the fall versus track meets in the spring?
Cross-country is definitely a different state of mind. I would say indoor and outdoor track is a lot more intense, especially indoor, where it's the 200-meter track, and my event is the 1500 and the mile. So, I mean, that's just a lot faster. There's a lot more girls competing a lot harder. Cross-country is also tough, but it's over 5 and 6 kilometers, and because the meets are more spread out and it's a bigger competition, there's 80, 100, 120 girls on the line when we start. So, I mean, you kind of run against yourself. It's not that competing for the gold, the silver, or the bronze. You're competing as a team, and I really enjoy that.
When did you start running?
In primary school, I did a little bit of everything. Back home, a very popular sport for girls is netball. So that's basically like basketball, but you're not allowed to run with the ball. So I played that all my life. I ran a little bit. I did a little bit of hurdles. I did the 8. I did long jump, high jump, everything. And then when I got to high school, I started running seriously. So then I started cross, and I did the 15. So that was always my main event.
Do you remember the first meet or race that you competed in? And do you remember how you did on that day?
Well, I probably started competing in cross-country meets when I was around 13. And I just remember I was always unbelievably anxious and stressed. So definitely something that comes with experience and competing a lot is learning how to control the anxiety and taking the edge off a little bit. So I think my first meet is actually just kind of a blur because I was so anxious.
When during your schooling did you start thinking about the possibility of earning a scholarship and competing at the collegiate level?
I was actually very fortunate with the environment that I was in. We are a few South Africans on campus, and amongst a lot of them are Jan Lowe Kotze, who's also on the track and field team, and he's a discus thrower. So we actually attended the same high school, and he was 2 years my senior. And then by the time when I was around 16, 17, his dad started talking to us and say, but what do you think? Do you think it's something you want to do? And they kind of introduced me to the coaches, and that's how the process started. So I'm very grateful for them that they put that idea in my head, because I don't know if I would have had the guts to pursue it on my own. So it's really nice to have a South African family here who supports each other.
That's interesting. So because of the nature of that, and if I remember talking to Ronaldo last spring before the NCAA championships, member of the outdoor team, he said same thing. He met Coach Bruschi on a visit, and for him, there really wasn't a lot of thought to other schools in the recruiting process. He heard from some, but it wasn't that important to him because of the relationship. How was it for you? Did a bunch of schools recruit you, or did your focus hone in on South Alabama early because of Jan Lowe and then the opportunity to know the other South Africans already in the program here?
Bruce and Barnett were the first coaches I talked to, and from the get-go, I had a good feeling about the school. I wanted to experiment a little bit and look around a little bit because the whole process was very new to me. So I spoke to some other schools, but my gut feeling never really convinced me about any of the other ones. So, it was just a no-brainer coming to a school where there's already a little community, here for me. So, it was a very easy decision, and same as Ronaldo, there wasn't ever really any doubt in my mind that South was a perfect school for me.
So before you came to the U.S. and began your collegiate career, what kind of experience did you have traveling?
With the traveling, not a lot of experience. This was my first time coming to the States, and it's been an amazing experience so far. I've got to see a lot of the South of America, and I love it. The people are so friendly. In the beginning, I couldn't believe it. It felt like they almost wanted something from you because they were so friendly. So I really enjoy it. It really makes you feel like you're home away from home. So it makes the whole process easier, being away from your family and so on. So the long flights, we normally fly about from Johannesburg to Atlanta, 18 hours. So it's a very long sit, but you get used to it and it's definitely worth it. I mean, for the opportunities I'm getting, I would sit through a 30-hour flight too. So,
now, was your first trip here for the spring semester, or did you ever come on a recruiting trip?
I wasn't fortunate enough to come on a recruiting trip, so I just came when I started in the spring of 2015. And I just remember coming here. I actually traveled with my cousin, so that helped a lot. And we arrived here in the middle of the night. Coach Barnett and Coach Farmer came to pick us up, and we were just so disoriented. We had no idea what was going on. We were jet-lagged. For the first week or so, I thought, what on earth am I doing on this continent? But as you learn to get everybody and you get into the training, you know, you get a purpose and you just follow that, and that makes it worth it.
So like we talked about, you came here in January rather than August when the school year officially starts. And there's a small handful. It occurs in different sports where kids will transfer from junior colleges in the middle of the year. What was that like coming in the middle of our school year, and what do you think was the biggest challenge of joining a team that had already been here for a semester?
We graduated high school in December, so I graduated high school in the December of 2014, and I just came immediately in the spring. It's definitely a challenge because you're kind of always in the middle. You're not part of the class of 2019. You're not really a freshman or a sophomore, you know, what are you? So, I mean, what helped a lot was being part of a community instantly, and that was the track and field team, the cross-country team. I mean, I would have had a very hard time otherwise meeting other students because I missed that whole, you know, beginning of the year orientation. So, I mean, I would say that's the biggest challenge, was getting to know people, but luckily I had the track team to help me with that.
As we talked about with coming in the middle of the year, actually, just so the listeners understand, you're entering your sophomore year in cross country, but when the semester turns in January, you'll be a junior on the track. But I would say that ultimately that's something that you probably don't think about when it comes to competition. That's something at the end of the day you worry about as you get closer to getting done with your classes.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that. The ideal would have been to start with the cross-country season just because it lays that base for track and field. But I had no problem coming here and starting to compete instantly. I mean, the experience I gained in my first semester was priceless in any case. The only hiccup is that I'm planning to graduate in December, which is not ideal since most grad schools start in August. So I'm going to push it and see if I can finish my undergrad in 3.5, but we'll see what happens. So that it also kind of throws a spanner in the works, but we'll see.
So you touched on it earlier. You said the seasons are opposite because of the, you know, South Africa being as far south on the globe. But compare Durbanville and where you grew up to Mobile, and how hard or easy was the adjustment when you came over here?
I would say environment-wise, the biggest challenge was probably just the weather. The humidity that we have now is something that I don't know at all. So, I mean, other than that, the community here is really friendly and really hospitable. So that helps a lot. That actually just reminds me of home. It's definitely a culture shock coming here for the first time. I mean, we come from completely different backgrounds, but that's just part of the whole process to embrace it and to broaden your horizons. So I've enjoyed getting to know the people here and learning from them because it forces you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Since coming here in January 2015 at the beginning of the year, what would you say to this point of your time at South you're most proud of?
Well, coming here for the first time, I felt kind of thrown in the deep end. I mean, all of a sudden you have to be a grown-up in a foreign country and you still kind of feel like a child. So I'm just very happy for the improvements I've managed to, you know, from a track perspective and from an academic perspective. And I mean, just continuing to grow, getting to know people, my circle of friends are getting bigger, and I'm really just finding myself here. So I'm really building a life for myself on this side, you know, away from home. And I'm really proud of that, and it's really rewarding.
Well, we've hit that point, Laura, where we're getting near the end here. So it's kind of like the last couple hundred meters coming to the line in the cross country meet. Going to ask you some quick thoughts, I hope. You know, first, outside of running, what's your favorite sport, whether it's competition or just watching it?
Well, I definitely enjoy watching rugby. I know the Americans are football crazy, but there's no other team like the Springboks, so rugby is definitely my other favorite sport.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
Well, as a fan, I've never really been to very big events. Last year, I got to go to the Mount SAC Relays in California, and that's in Los Angeles. A lot of professional athletes, that's their debut. So that's definitely one of the best meets I've ever attended.
And moving forward, whenever the time might allow, which is probably not until after you graduate, is there a particular sporting event that you would like to attend just for the experience of it?
Well, I mean, you get these big events like the Wimbledon and the Olympics and such, so that's definitely on my bucket list, to go to a few of those really big events. Hopefully it's nearby in the near future, so I'll have the opportunity to go.
If you were to take your dream vacation, where would you go?
Well, I would really like to do a road trip through all of America, the West Coast. I've had the opportunity to go to California 2 times, and I just fell in love with the West Coast. So I definitely want to head back there and just get to know America.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Definitely Shawshank Redemption.
And favorite book that you've ever read?
I like the writer Malcolm Gladwell. He writes business psychology books, and one of my favorite books from him is Blink.
Your favorite musical artist?
Pink Floyd.
And down the road, when they make the movie about Laura Lavishkagni, who's going to play Laura in that starring role?
Hopefully me.
We've been with sophomore cross-country runner Laura Lavishkagni this morning. The South Alabama cross-country teams open up, playing host to the Azalea City Classic Friday afternoon. The college races will begin just after 5 o'clock, and that's at the county fairgrounds just off of campus. Laura, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this fall.
Thanks for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com, or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!